Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts with Farm Bureau. Who were the top wheat producers in Kentucky in 2017? Kentucky Small Grain Growers Executive Director Laura Noth says the winners were recognized recently during the Kentucky Commodity Conference in Bowling Green.
Just amazing results. All of those, the state winners and the regional winners, the area winners, all over 100 bushels an acre on wheat. It's just great to see. So I'm hopeful that we'll be able to learn from those guys and be able to offer that those insights to some of our other growers.
Noth says the regional winners in no-till and conventional till had yields that topped 100 bushels per acre.
Area 1, this is far west Kentucky, from Todd County, Paul Yoder, a no-till entrant there with Bex 120. He had 102.37 bushels an acre. Up in Area 2, Davis County, Jeff Koch, another no-till entry, was using Pioneer 2520 and had 118.64 bushels per acre. Area 3, Gary Summers at Simpson County, conventional tillage and used a Southern States 8340 and had 107.05 bushels an acre. Area 4, the Peterson Farms in Boyle County, no-till, were using AgriMax 454 and had 118.17 bushels an acre.
We'll have the overall winners in a moment.
What's your favorite thing to see in Kentucky? The answer is different for everybody. But whatever you do, don't let the last thing you see be your phone. Join Kentucky Farm Bureau in getting the word out about the risks of distracted driving. Encourage others to drive distraction-free and pledge to do so yourself. A message brought to you by Kentucky Farm Bureau. KFB loves KY.
And the winners are...
The 2017 Kentucky Wheat Yield Contest, the no-till state champion, is Stephen Emick and Sons Farms in Hancock County. And they had an incredible yield, 126.46 bushels an acre. They were using Pioneer 25R50. Emick and Sons, they won the DuPont Pioneer Traveling Trophy, and the Small Grain Growers also has the Traveling Trophy.
Noth says the winners in conventional till are...
The conventional tillage champion is Jenkins Farms of Henderson County. And they had a yield of 117.83 bushels an acre using Southern State SS8340 seed.
She thanked the sponsors and the Kentucky Small Grain Growers for the funding to support the contest again this year.
From Extension and then Corn Growers and the Soybean Board and the Small Grain Growers Association and numerous other agribusinesses.
And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.